Well, it's Tuesday. That means it's Take Control Tuesday, and I'm on the phone with Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. And Mansa, we are in this series about our credit cards, and today we're going to talk about your credit card limit.
Right. We're going to talk about why you should raise credit card spending limit annually if your credit card company doesn't automatically give you one. So let's talk about the reasons why you want to do this. Number one, it improves your credit utilization ratio. You know, we've talked about this many times, but 30% of your credit score is made up of your proportion of balance to limit, or what we call your credit utilization ratio. So the higher your limit and the less your balance, the better your credit score. Now, if you want a good score, you need to keep your credit utilization ratio below 10%. So, Randy, if I have a $1,000 credit limit and I have a $500 balance, right, then my credit utilization ratio is 50%. But if I'm able to get a credit line increase to $2,000, now my balance of $500, my credit utilization ratio drops to 25%. And you can do that throughout. Now, here's the thing. Just because your credit limit goes up doesn't mean you have to spend the money.
Come on and preach today.
I mean, really, if your limit goes up and you automatically see that as a signal to buy, your hands start sweating, you can't wait to get the card out and buy something, don't do this.
Exactly.
Because you're only going to put yourself in the hole. Now, another reason you want to raise your credit limit is your credit cards are your emergency fund of last resort. You know, if things are tough, you don't have cash, you know, your credit cards allow you to be able to buy things in emergency situations. Now, once again, we say your emergency fund of last resort because you still have to pay it back.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right? So you're digging a hole for yourself. Hopefully you have an emergency fund set aside already that when that emergency happens, you're able to use that. The other way to increase your credit card spending limit is to apply for new cards. If you apply for a new card, they automatically give you a spending limit. Now, referring back to what we said earlier, just because you have the card doesn't mean you have to put any spending on it.
Right.
And a lot of times, especially if you have a good payment history and et cetera, your credit card company will renew you, and other credit card companies, you already know that, they're already sending you pre-approved solicitations in the mail. Now, one final caveat on this, when you apply for a new credit card, when you request a credit limit increase, it is going to cost you an inquiry on your credit report. That's a hard inquiry. And you don't want to do too many of those, so be strategic about this because it can impact your score.
Correct.
But don't be afraid of them. You can still do it.
Wow, really great advice, and I always love our sessions here because I learn something new every Tuesday. And you can still continue to learn new things by going to Mansa's website at moneysmartlife.org. And for our archives, go to takecontroltuesday.com. Mansa, thank you.
Thank you.